Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, wow!
Marks and Reese. We are back. Today's show is brought to you by Chiggs and Pete's. Memorial Day weekend is here. Free Toll Friday is back. Pete's paying your toll at the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza tonight, 5 to 6. So if you're coming down the shore, wait specifically for 5 o'clock. Well, we're back, Marks and Reese.
Yeah, that might be one of the it's certainly a top five summer song.
I think
when you think of summer classics that have been – obviously, there are songs that come out every summer that are hot songs and this and that and the other. But I just think of classics that are memorable songs. Yeah, they're I can't go through a list of summer songs. How many songs do I get through before I get to Will's Summertime? Like, two songs? Like, no, it's Will's that song.
It's the first one I think of.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, how many songs do I get through before I get to that song?
None.
It's a classic. I mean, I still listen to it. It's still
to this day.
Yes.
Every year, every year good. You start listening to it around now, yeah. And it sounds good every time. All right. Last time I was down the shore, Ike, this happened to me where I got at too many high noons in the morning. By 9 a.m., I was hammered and I didn't apply.
It's pretty red, man.
I just put it on my Instagram story.
Again. Oh, you showed him again?
Yeah. Yeah. Then actually what happened was I went back to the house and I passed out on the deck.
How'd you pass out?
Because I had five or six high noons before 10 a.m.
Before noon.
On the beach, yeah. I'm the guy that wants to be on the beach set up. Let's go. I'm taking everything down. I have three tents.
Wow.
I have coolers.
Wow.
I have chairs. That is my job.
Yeah.
Let me get it set up. I need somebody to help me. Come on, let's go. And then I'm the coolers are out there. I'm ready to go.
And then you're done.
And then
done.
I'm passed out by 11 a.m.
Yeah, I'm like, you're done before breakfast, man. 11 o'clock before lunch. All right.
Well, it's true.
Well, that's the way you do vacation, though. That's what vacation is about.
And then I'm back by lunch, so they go back down to Detroit, get the kids up for lunch. We have lunch.
There you go.
And I'm somewhat sober. I don't drink again for the rest of the day. That's the only thing I need right there.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, all right, maybe one in the afternoon, but once I sleep it off there in the morning, I'm generally done. All right, Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. Shop the home team for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let me pull it up here. Jack Fritz, what do we have today? Let me see. What's the best shore town?
Yep.
And you vote. Where did you go growing up, Jack?
Ocean City. We had a house there and then sold it when I was younger. But Ocean City is where we always went. And then we evolved into Sea Isle and Avalon.
Right. Man, I bet your family wished you still had that shore house in Ocean City. The prices of real estate down there.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, as we reach Memorial Day weekend, are you buying or selling the Phillies a quarter way through the season? Ike, buying or selling?
I'm still buying. Still buying. I'm hanging in there. Still buying. This thing, we got to get through June, man. These bats are starting to get hot. Yeah, we got to get through June, All-Star break. I'm still buying right now.
So the goalposts have been moved kind of because that's what I'm trying to do. Is I'm trying to say, like, all right, by the All-Star break, I'm going to need to start seeing some movement here from the team.
Yeah.
Jack, you buying or selling?
I'm buying. That's not surprising. I haven't given up on them. And when you reach June 16th, 40 of their last 99 games are against Reds, Pirates, Nats and Cubs, who are some of the worst teams in baseball.
I
so
heard that last year.
I know, easy schedule, but they just have too much talent to where, like, I keep just banking on back of the baseball card, figuring it out. Starting staff's been better, I think, than most people thought. And Nick Castellanos looked like last night kind of is starting to come out of his funk. So get him going. Bryce stays hot in an MVP form. Like, yeah, I think it's perfectly fine to still believe in this baseball team.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Josh in Mount Airy. Josh, what's up, bud? How are you?
First time caller, long time listener. How you doing?
Good to talk to you, Josh.
What's up, Josh?
Thanks for calling.
Good to be here. I'm a big fan of you guys, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. I just wanted to talk a little bit of Shore stuff.
Go.
You said pinball. You're a big pinball fan.
Love pinball.
There's a pinball museum. You can play all the games in there, and they got other stuff as well. Like I'm a big skee ball fan.
I'll play some skee ball.
Asbury Park.
So if skee ball, do you go for the, because they have that, the newer ones, they have the 100-point hole in the upper left or right-hand corner. Do you go for them, or did you just try to nail the 30s and 40s?
Oh, I try to nail the 100s, too, no doubt.
Yeah. I go 30s and 40s.
I try to hit them all. But, this pinball museum, I forget the name of it, but it's probably called the Pinball Museum Asbury Park, like right on the boardwalk. That's pretty cool. Worth checking out. And then also just a little bit of Phillies. Obviously great game. Aaron Nola, huge Phillies fan. I was actually out of town. I was in college in Nashville during the World Series. So I kind of missed, you know, all the excitement, but I was obnoxious at my college.
Yeah, it was fun. Nice to start that off, Josh. Unlike the Eagles, which making a wild card game for the Eagles is kind of like, all right, like we've had playoff success. They've been playoff teams here. We're not that excited about that. With the Phillies, I would be fine with a wild card berth just getting to the playoffs.
Man, I haven't been in the playoffs in a decade. I mean, you imagine if the Eagles didn't make the playoffs for a decade plus?
No.
Yeah.
No, actually, I can't.
But I got you, bro.
Seriously, what other franchises missed the playoffs for a decade in this town? The Sixers aren't going to miss the playoffs for a decade.
Even when they're bad, they're not missing
missing the playoffs for a decade, and neither are the Eagles.
This is the Flyers, probably the lowest point of the Flyers franchise, like in its history. And they've been a couple years since they've missed the playoffs.
Right. And so I'm thinking, like, yeah, have the Flyers ever gone a decade without making the playoffs? No, right?
I don't think so.
No.
It's easier in the other sports to make the playoffs than at least it was in baseball.
Baseball has always been the harder sport to make. I will give them that. Yep.
But not as much anymore. There's seven teams to get
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
So there's 15. Yes. So there's 7 of 15. There's 7 teams that make it. 15 teams. You're telling me you can't be one of the top seven.
Half of the league.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get in there.
Yeah.
And what's even worse is they're spending so much money to try to make it happen. Like, they even know that they're buying a wild card here. They know that this isn't going to work into a World Series team, but they're willing to do that, and they can't even do that. Mm-hmm. You know, 65% are selling the Phillies right now.
Yeah.
Man. I don't even want to say it. I don't even want to say it. It's a long season, right? We keep saying it's a long season. But I also don't like – I remember the Phillies in 2009 when they went back to the World Series. They some years it's just a little bit longer to get going. But
those teams had track records.
And then they had real players,
too. Yeah, this team doesn't have a track record of being able to come up big late in the season. If anything, they fold in September. If anything, they've shown –
that's what they've done.
They've shown that – they can even be in first place in September and fold coming down the stretch, right? So, you know, that's what the team has shown. And so it makes it harder for the fans to get emotionally involved, invested, I mean, as much. We can watch from – yeah, you can watch from afar. And you can sit there and say, okay, oh, you won 2 in a row? Okay, maybe I'll watch the game tonight. You won 3 in a row? Oh, okay, I'll watch the game tonight then, okay. But it has to get the 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row, 8 out of 10, 10 out of 12, you know, that type of run before the city is actually about to start going crazy over this team.
Yeah.
It just because we've been let down so many times in the past.
Well, to make it to the Wawa coffee counter the day after, right? The Eagles, every Monday, if there's a game on Sunday, every Monday that's what people are talking about.
Yeah.
As they're fixing their coffee, right? Yeah. The 76ers, I would say, are probably after the playoffs and after all that happened. People are the Phillies, it's not good when they're talking about the Phillies if they're talking about them at Wawa, right? Like, it's like, you see the LA loss last night? You see Joe Girardi? You see the manager?
But it was good in February and March.
It was. It was.
They haven't given us anything for it to be good about. Right, so when we were anticipating a good baseball team, everybody was talking about the prospects of ending the playoff drought, and this is a playoff team. Realistic expectation, no one was talking about going to the World Series or anything of that nature. It was more or less, we're going to end the playoff drought. They're getting in the playoffs this year. This is a team that should be a playoff team. And everybody was okay with that and being satisfied with that. So we were anticipating coming into the season. We wanted to be excited. You can't lose the type of games they've lost. You can't go on this. You can't have the type of home stands they've had after being good out on the West Coast. You can't come back and play the Padres and the Dodgers, and give away games. And Joe Girardi, I mean, you got a manager that you don't know. He's basically trying to tell you there's no need to overreact to everything.
Yep.
So he doesn't even inspire that type of emotion out of the fan base. Because he's too busy trying to convince everybody, don't overreact to anything. Even when you get excited, his excitement is measured. It's tempered. It's like, oh, okay, so what are we
supposed to do? So I shouldn't enjoy this. This shouldn't be something exciting.
Like, what are we doing? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think of it like that. Yeah, like he's never even had, I get it. That you don't want to be too happy after a win because you can lose the very next night, but enjoy the wins. Like, you can enjoy it. That's why we do this here.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sean in Baltimore. Sean, happy Memorial Day weekend, buddy. How are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing? Did the rain caught up to you there yet?
What's that?
Did the rain catch up to you there yet?
Not yet.
It does not.
Oh, has it been down there in Baltimore?
Yeah, it's storming like crazy right now. We got tornado warnings and everything. It's crazy.
Be careful. It's on its way up this way, huh?
That's why we're in the boardroom and not outside here at Farley Plaza. Yes.
but I just want to weigh in and I say my favorite shore is Stone Harbor, and I love going to a little ice cream place down there called Springer's. I don't know if you guys have been there, but it's awesome.
Never been to Stone Harbor.
Yes, very
You've
nice in Stone
there?
Harbor.
Never oh, you guys got to check it out. Okay. And then, John, I have a little bet to propose to you.
What?
So my favorite ride at the shore is the little slingshot thingy. You know, the little ball they slingshot you up in the air and everything.
Yeah, you can see it from everywhere.
Yeah.
So now how about this? If Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback this year, next summer me and you are going on that slingshot. And if he's not, me and OG Wade have to.
Ooh. So define top five quarterback. Is this fantasy numbers? Because I'm not going to do that because he'll run his way to being a top five fantasy quarterback.
Not top five. But, I mean, we have to be a little fair
Well, Sean,
we don't know if he's top five or not.
His interception, right. His yards, his QBR, that kind of stuff.
No, but Sean, you may be right, and Jalen Hurts may prove a lot of people wrong and a lot of people right this year with his season, but even talking about him being a top five quarterback is nuts.
Yes.
Don't set yourself up for that. He's not ready for that. He's not ready for that.
That's
he's not that kind of player.
That's why I'm doing it with the bet. I mean, if he is, you got to go on the slingshot with me. You think that's fair?
Well, if we can get OG Wade to agree to it, sure. I can't make him do it, but yes.
All right.
All right, you're on.
All right, good.
All right, Sean.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. Be careful down there.
Yeah. Top five, that's a little lofty.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, just shoot for top 10 or 15.
Yeah, top 10 would 20. Be quite an accomplishment. Top 20.
Top 15, Jack. I said shoot for it. You can shoot for top 15. He's already in the top 20, isn't he?
Not according to our guy, Chris Sims.
I would say that he's right around 20, right?
I would put Jalen Hurts in front of those knuckleheads that Chris Sims put in front of him.
I would put him ahead of Daniel Jones.
Yes, all those guys. I put him in front of Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. To what they're going to be this year,
He goes in front of those guys.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
I'm not too sure about Trevor Lawrence.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about him.
No, I'm not either.
He may never be a guy that wins anything, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, maybe a nice guy, but I don't see
the burning desire to play football.
I don't see championship. I no? don't see it.
Not even well, he's got the Doug? Right coach down there, right?
Yeah. It's not about Doug.
I'm not the smartest guy.
Come on, come man. On.
You know who probably misses the Jersey Shore?
Doug.
Doug. You think Doug was a big
body
surf guy?
Was Doug a Jersey
guy?
Shore guy?
Had to have been, man.
Doug seems more like a lake guy.
Really?
You know what I mean? Go up the mountains, go in the lake.
Right, right.
Go fishing.
Yeah,
dude,
couldn't I gotta you see Doug. Visor. Yeah, yeah.
No, I totally disagree. Couldn't you have seen him have vanilla ice cream and sprinkles all over his face?
Yeah, but they have the clubhouse at the lake that you can go get the
I agree. I think he's more of a fisherman type of guy.
He likes a lake.
Yeah. He's a Louisiana guy. Yeah. Crawfish yeah. and...
No, Sirianni is a shore guy.
Stone well, yeah, short, see, short yeah. guy. He's whipping the Nerf football around on the beach.
Yeah. Top and all, yeah, everything.
Well, that's another thing. On
hopefully
the
he's in beach shape, unlike last year.
But because that, oh. No, I mean, he got himself, he looked like he dropped a couple LBs last time I saw him. He's in pretty good shape. So and that's the other thing. On the beach, what are the activities on the beach? Because I am, like Nick Sirianni, I love throwing the Frisbee.
Yeah.
But you have to have a heavy Frisbee. Because if you get one of the light Frisbees, the wind just takes it
yeah,
flying.
Yeah, I'm not a Frisbee thrower. And yeah. I'll be honest with you, I hate when people throw Frisbees around me, quite frankly. Yeah, I'm more of a get the Nerf football, get the football, the, you know, yeah. the baseball out, the Nerf baseball or what have you. Or with Jada, you have to bring a volleyball because she needs
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah.
She has to have a damn volleyball and volley back and forth to each other. So, yeah, but the you know, the Frisbee, first of all, most of you all aren't athletes and you can't control the damn Frisbee. And it's inevitable you're going to hit somebody in the back of the head with the damn thing.
Well, it's always windy, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like an excuse to just run over somebody's picnic area. Oh, my bad.
Or you come close enough to the blanket that sand gets kicked.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that area. Yes, exactly.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. But you the trick is with the Frisbee, you have to be almost down into the water or depending on what beach you what shore town or beach you go to. You need to be away from people.
Ocean City's crowded.
Depending on where you go.
Yeah, if you're a lot of people there, yeah.
If you're in the meat of Ocean City, yeah. man, you have nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's hard to throw stuff around down there.
Oh, you can, especially on the weekends. But, yes. like, once it comes, if you're down for a week by Tuesday, the beaches are pretty empty.
During the day or whatever. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. I've never been to the beach during the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can Jam is something I own. You know Can Jam?
I have no idea what that is.
It's such a stupid... Stupid simple thing, but it's a lot of fun.
Can Jam?
Yeah, it's more or less, it's like a plastic trash can, and you're throwing the Frisbee, and you're trying to bat the Frisbee to hit the trash can, or get it in the trash can, or you're trying to throw it through this slot in the can. That ends the game. Jack, have you played Can Jam before?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not the most fun beach game.
You're probably not a good Frisbee thrower.
Well, what's the thing with the you know, it's the... It's not paddle ball, but you have like you have one of these things in your hand that has a net into
it's
it.
It's almost like a little lacrosse stick, but in your hand.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call that. But
yeah, I got a set of that too. I got that too. Yeah.
And you
yeah.
whip it. You're kind of like
yeah.
put some English on it. Get it flying. Yeah, we'll
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah.
do that one. Yeah, that's pretty cool to do.
I have that one too.
Water. Yeah.
I have
I'm either out there right before it gets too hot before noon, or I wait to come out. Sunset, yeah, and you get closer around 5-6 o'clock.
It's a good time to be there too, without
a
doubt.
Yeah, I'm naturally tanned, so I don't really want to be on the damn beach all day.
You're not looking to increase.
Yeah, I'm not looking to. Yeah, I'm good.
Tyer agrees with you, our on-site engineer today.
Yeah, I'm good on that in that department.
So Manny in Overbrook has an important answer to an important question that everybody's talking about this time of year. Manny, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I was in Buffalo.
What's up, Manny?
You were in Buffalo?
Oh, he lost his phone, lost the call.
I don't know what happened there. Craig, West Palm Beach. Craig, go ahead. What's up? Craig? Jack, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if we lost the connection totally. It was just complete silence. Omar in Philly. Omar.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Omar, how are you, man?
What's up, Omar?
What up?
All righty.
All right, here's what we're going to do. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215.
Yeah, where's your L drop there?
592-9494. Ryan Rothstein of WIP checks in Spike Ball. Have you seen Spike Ball?
It's like Marshall Harris broadcasted that once.
What spike?
Well, that was the professional league. That's the. It's like a little trampoline, and you're hitting the ball, and then
I've seen that. Yep. Not good at that. Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's a new age game. That's not. Yeah, that's out of my league. Yeah, I'm the old dude. Yeah, throwing horseshoes.
Oh, horseshoes on the beach. Yeah. Awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm the old dude. Yeah. Out of my league.
Well, we don't have horseshoes, but it's
the plastic.
Yeah, the plastic ones. Plastic that, horse.
Yeah, yeah, we're not out on the beach throwing horseshoes.
Lawn darts, Jack. Have you ever played lawn darts before?
I don't know what are lawn darts.
You don't know what lawn darts
are? No, I don't. So
think of big darts.
It's like a small javelin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a small javelin.
And you would try to throw it in like a hole or like a circle or something.
Yeah.
The problem is they were dangerous.
Sure.
And people are throwing them and getting hit with them. And they were, like I said, they were dangerous and deadly. Yeah, so, like, when we were growing up, people had I never had a lawn dart. People had lawn darts, but then they're like, it's probably not a good idea. They stopped having lawn darts.
Are those what Jim Leland smokes?
No, they're just darts. 215.
Jim Leland smokes the skinny cigarettes.
I don't know what he's smoking.
Like the Virginia Slims?
No, he's smoking Marlboros. No way he's smoking. I don't even think he would smoke Marlboro Lights. He's got. If you're Jim Leland, you're going full cigarette.
Going full cowboy. No filter or anything.
Can't go.
Hell, he might roll that thing up himself.
You never know.
Got a bag of tobacco in his pocket.
He may do that. If he's not rolling something else. Jim Leland doesn't still smoke, does he? I want him to be the Phillies manager. We need him to be feeling
well. I don't know, man. You get to that age, you just like, man. I go.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, why not?
I'm just saying.
All right, coming up, more of your phone calls.
He said, why not? I mean, that's the way they think, yeah.
If you're in your 70s and you're like.
I'm blaming my grandmother, dude. She had emphysema. She had the damn oxygen tank, the tubes in her nose, and she still had a pack of Winstons over there.
She was Winston's?
Winston's, boy.
She was a NASCAR fan, Winston Cup?
OG right there, boy. Straight Winston's and a Wiedemann. I couldn't come see her without a six-pack.
Is that what you needed?
Man, you better bring her a Wiedemann in there.
Hey, Grandma.
Yeah.
Coming up, we talked about Chris Sims's list and having Jalen Hurts at 25.
She was still trying to light matches off the chair and everything. I'm like, Grandma, come on now. You know,
was she really?
Anymore. Yeah, that was a little Alzheimer's, too, when she got late. But I'm like, that's when she started.
Right. You don't have to do that.
She thought she was in them OK Corral somewhere. Right.
Yeah, they have. You can ignite it off the back of the match, off the matchbook. Jack, did you play with matches when you were a kid? Because that's what we were little kids. That's what the parents were always worried about. You playing with matches?
Why?
I set a dumpster on fire by accident.
Come on. We had lighters when I was growing up. We matured a little bit.
You talking about my mother swinging with a heavy hand? Ooh, Lord.
Oh, you lit a dumpster on fire?
The projects, set the dumpster on fire in the back. Yeah. At least I took the blame for it anyway, me and my brothers.
You weren't the only one responsible.
Right, I wasn't the only one there, but I damn sure got blamed for it. And she came through swinging hard. And she's worried about getting evicted. They kicked me out of this building. I'm going to beat the hell out of y'all.
Don't play with matches, folks.
Oh, I miss my mother. She was a lovely woman.
Why did Chris Sims have Jalen Hurts at 25? He explained.
He knows the truth, really.
I'm sure it's a very reasonable explanation. We'll hear that. Your phone calls, your beach stuff, everything else. We're live at the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza, but we're inside at the Farley Plaza in the South Jersey Transportation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.